A former Vice Chancellor of the University for Development Studies and currently the Dean of Graduate Studies, University of Energy and Natural Resources, Professor Kakusa Grinuku, has noted that accessibility to higher education is central to the development of a just and equitable society and the training of the needed human resource for national development. It is therefore necessary to ensure that as many youth as possible get access to higher education to enable them to equip themselves with the mental capacity to improve productivity and enhance living standards. Professor Sagrinoko was speaking at the salt-cutting ceremony for the establishment of a university, the Institute of Sciences and Humanities at Nloflo in the Western Region. George Grandyangson reports.
The thought of not having any tertiary educational institution that caters for the manpower needs in the areas of science, technology, business, education, and especially medical services in Zimmerland and the Western Region in general prompted a group of seasoned academicians under the leadership of a retired lecturer of the University of Ghana, Professor Enukwesi, to come up with the idea of establishing the institute. This was after they came to the conclusion that the best way to make a start in confronting the challenge was to set up a higher educational institution that focuses on the sciences as well as the humanities in order to create a self-sufficient, vibrant community that will address the shortage of professionals in these sectors of the economy, particularly in the Nzema area. After obtaining the official name, the Institute of Sciences and Humanities, from the National Accreditation Board, the next item on the agenda was to look for a building to run the proposed institution. The immediate thought was to loan the Kobina family home at Nkrofu for the implementation of the project. But after experts from the University of Ghana inspected the facilities, it suggested that the home alone would not be adequate as special rooms to serve as science laboratories and lecture theaters would be needed. To address the shortfall, it was decided to expand the current building and the need to perform a formal salt-cutting ceremony to signify the official beginning of the institute. In an address, a former Vice Chancellor of the University for Development Studies and now the Dean of Graduate Studies of the University of Energy and Natural Resources, Professor Kakusa Grinuku, said the establishment of the institute will be the indirect enticement of the communities towards education through viewing students as role models. He said a policy of extending higher education to all who are qualified by ability or attainment requires the university system to reflect the experiences and aspirations of a more diverse group of students. Professor Sagarinoku proposed a strong community academic link in the curricula of the institute to, among other things, get students to develop favorable attitudes towards working in the rural areas and deprived communities and assisting their district assemblies in general.
George Grandyangson reporting.